It's Friday, July 17th, heading into the U.S. Open, and this is a risk-off tape driven almost entirely by geopolitics and a chip sector unwind. Nasdaq futures are down around 2%, and the proximate cause is the U.S. continuing to strike Iran overnight, with Tehran now claiming civilian infrastructure was hit and saying it's expanded retaliation into Syria and Bahrain. The truce that was supposed to hold from last month is unraveling in real time, and that's the story to watch through the weekend, not just today. Oil is the clearest read-through. WTI has moved up sharply off its base near 72 to around 79, a barrel, Brent similarly higher, both up close to 10%, as the market starts pricing real risk to Strait of Hormuz flows. In fixed income, the reaction is classic flight to quality. The 2-year yield is down to 4.13, the 10-year down to 4.55, curve a touch flatter. The VIX actually ticked down to just under 16 as of Wednesday's close, so options positioning hasn't fully caught up to this morning's futures move yet, worth watching for a vol pop at the open. Gold, oddly, is down almost 2% on the GLD proxy, which is counterintuitive against this backdrop and worth verifying, possibly profit-taking after a prior run. Crypto is soft too, Bitcoin down about 1.5% to 63.7, Ether down closer to 3%. Now the equity story, and this is a big one. Semiconductors are getting hit across the board globally. United Microelectronics down over 10%, Marvell down nearly 9%, Nokia down almost 8%, ST Micro down over 7%, Oracle down 6.25%, Intel down nearly 6%, Micron down 5.75%, AMD and Broadcom both down around 5%, Qualcomm, Lam Research, Applied Materials, Texas Instruments, CLAW, Analog Devices, Cadence, Synopsys, ASML, NVIDIA, Taiwan Semi. This is a sector-wide chip rout, not an isolated name. CNBC is framing this as a continuation of a broader global chip sell-off, and the Market Watch piece flags Micron specifically as having become, in their words, the most important stock in the market right now given how central memory pricing has become to the AI trade narrative. Alongside that, there's real contagion out of Korea. Over 1 million retail traders there got hit with margin calls this week, more than 3% of the country's adult population, and that's rippling into broader Asian sentiment this morning. Alphabet, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley are all down 4-5%, which is a wider basket than just chips, suggesting this is broadening into a general de-risking across high beta large caps. On the flip side, defensives are catching a clear bid. Abbott Labs is up over 10%, which is a standout move worth confirming the driver on. But the pattern around it, British American Tobacco up 7.5%, Philip Morris up 5, Mondelez, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Costco, Procter & Gamble all green, points to classic rotation into staples and healthcare as investors de-risk out of tech and financials. Accenture and Intuit are also notably higher, up 5-5.5%. Netflix is a separate idiosyncratic story, falling after disappointing guidance and news it's cutting back on the engagement data it shares with Wall Street. SpaceX is down again in pre-market, extending yesterday's slide, after the Starship test flight was aborted. That stock is reportedly sliding further below its IPO price. And GE Aerospace is down 4% despite what Cramer and others are calling a strong beat and raise quarter. So that looks like a sell-the-news reaction investors may want to reconsider on weakness. On the data front, mortgage rates ticked up to 6.55. Retail sales for June came in soft but positive, up 0.22% month over month, 6.75% year over year. High yield spreads are still pinned near 270 basis points, so credit markets are not yet flashing stress despite the equity volatility. That divergence is worth watching. On the periphery, BP and ConocoPhillips are set to announce major new energy investment in Iraq today, explicitly framed as an effort to weaken Iran's regional energy leverage. That's a direct read on how oil majors are positioning around this conflict. India's largest asset manager, just closed an IPO with over $31 billion in institutional demand, a striking data point on EM risk appetite even as developed market sentiment sours. And UBS cut Uber to neutral on regulatory concerns tied to its bid for Delivery Hero, worth flagging for anyone with exposure there. Bottom line heading into the open, watch oil and the 10-year for confirmation of how serious the Iran escalation gets, and watch whether chip weakness stays contained or drags the broader tape down with it by midday.